I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born May 16th in Harris County, Texas, she is a businesswoman and reality television star who has made a name for herself on the long-running A&E reality series currently in its 13th season, Storage Wars. Please welcome Brandi Passante.
All right, let's see here. Hey, Brandi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, we've been talking about Storage Wars and how, for you guys, like the TV show became this pretty cool American Pickers, Antiques Roadshow, kind of gambling on it, what will happen, the personalities all come out, Pawn Stars type reality show. But the truth is, it turned a lot of people on to trying to do Storage Wars, and they kind of missed the idea of editing and storytelling and getting creative with a television show, and they really think that they're going to go out and do really well, you know, purchasing old storage containers, which is mostly just filled with crap that nobody would ever want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Honestly, you know, I try to explain to people, it's like moving day every day. It is not an easy job. It is backbreaking work, you know, and it's constant. It doesn't stop. You know, you have to do research on the items that you think are worth money, see if they're actually worth money, and then try to find the niche of people that are interested in purchasing that item. And then get rid of all of the other things, you know, go to the dumps or find places to store, like, the big items if you don't have, you know, a warehouse or a store. You know, it's a lot. It's not an easy job.
Yeah, yeah. So
by any means.
No, of course not. It's a ridiculous idea. Yeah. And you have to do it in somewhere where there's either celebrities or well-to-do people or older people are passing away, and they really did have decent stuff put into storage, and then someone didn't follow up paying for it. Not the people who are like, yeah, we got evicted, so we had to get one of these, but I didn't have money to follow up for the second month, and now we just don't want that stuff. It's just baby cribs. And you're like, what am I going to do with this crap?
Exactly. You know, and that's more times than not, that's exactly what transpires. And I think, you know, people see it on TV and they just think that it's some sort of get rich quick scheme. And honestly, it is not that at all. It couldn't be further from that. You know, it is very difficult. It's not an easy job.
Well, I'll tell you, though, like everybody else, I got suckered into Storage Wars on A&E. There was a couple of years there where I was pretty faithful in watching it. And you and the guy Jared, and again, I don't want to, we're okay talking about that, right? You guys are no longer together. But you're still going to try to work together on the show?
No, he's no longer on the show.
You had to get rid of him. You're okay. So good. Well, you know what? F that guy. Yeah. Never liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You, by the way, you are a ball buster, Brandi. Like, you really are. Like, there was a couple moments on the show I was like, God damn, that guy's going to sit down to pee for the rest of his life.
You know, honestly, you know, when you work as a female in a male-driven, you know, industry, it's something you kind of have to be, you know? I mean, on some level. I mean, there is a line, you know, but
sure.
On some level, you have to be tough because they will absolutely run you over.
Well, now,
I'm only 5'3", so, you know.
Right.
It wouldn't take much to run me over.
Well, are you ever weirded out by the level of fame that comes from a TV show like this? I have a friend who sold platinum records, great rock band in the 90s, really high-end stuff, big tours. That was one level of fame. Then he did a TV show called Full Throttle Saloon, and that went for 5 years, and I've never seen fame like reality TV show fame.
Oh, Sturgis, huh?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, we would be in Nashville together, and I'd see an 8-year-old kid or an 80-year-old person, because before, you know, a rock star, you have to like the band to know who that guy is, And that's how, that's the level of fame. This is a broad, you know, when you guys are doing TV, every demographic will watch you, and it's burned into their heads what you look like. I mean, after how many years have you been doing this now?
12 years.
When's the last time you went an entire day without somebody noticing who you were?
You know, they're not as aggressive as they used to be. I mean, sometimes that happens, but, you know, I do notice little things. You know, I see you pulling your phone up, pretending to text someone, but right. You're actually taking a photo of me. I know. I see you doing that. Just ask me. You know?
Yeah, why wouldn't they just go come over here and do that? You think, why not? Because
it's kind of weird.
Yeah, you don't tell people no, right? Like, you enjoy the ride. It's part of it.
There was one incident where I was pretty upset. You know, I was at my grandpa's funeral.
Jesus.
And as they were kind of lowering him into the ground, one of the people that worked at the funeral home came over and was like, oh, my gosh, whispered, I love your show.
Jesus
Christ. Did I get to take a picture? I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Jesus.
Yeah, that was literally the only incident where I was like,
yeah.
F off.
Although your grandpa probably would have been pretty proud of you.
I'm sure he would have.
He'd have been like, good on you,
my
little
grandpa loves it.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, but no, that's the only scenario where it was just kind of, I thought it was extremely rude.
What about?
But otherwise, even if sitting there eating dinner with my family at a restaurant, you know, and they come over and you have a mouthful of food, you know, that... It's fine. You know, I always say, okay, just give me a second, and I will come take a picture with you, that kind of scenario. I've never been rude. I'm gracious. I'm grateful, you know.
It's fun.
So, yeah, no. Not never. Never have I said no, except for that one scenario.
So what about dating now? Now that you and Jared are done, like, you already got a guy, or are you just completely wide open and you're just kind of feeling it out?
It's been 3 years since we broke up, so yeah, I am dating someone, but you know.
Do you think it's going to last? You're going to get rid of him. You're going to get rid of him. I can tell. You're going to get rid of this guy. Is he a normal person?
He is a normal person, and actually, he's very nice.
That's good. Did he know you from the show before you met?
No. He didn't know me from the show, but we just kind of met through mutual friends.
Well, that's all right then. But he's not in the business, and he doesn't want to be on a reality show. Like, he's a normal person.
Exactly.
See, yeah, you got to have that. You know, because you can't, you know, because you know the drill. Like, if you meet somebody else and they also want to be a reality show star, you know that's going to bomb.
Yeah, obviously.
You, what would you say the coolest thing any... What would you say the coolest thing that's happened to you because of this TV show? And if you're just joining the show, we're here with Brandi Passante, star of Storage Wars, season 13 on A&E. And what would you say the coolest thing that happened to you, that you were received or something was done for you because of the show?
You know, we did, I did a press junket and also we did something called History Con. They invited us to go to Asia. And that was just something that I had never even aspired to do.
That's pretty great.
I was like, well, you know, I go all these places, but, you know, if I don't go there, that's fine. But I got to go to Malaysia and Hong Kong and Singapore and the Philippines and spent quite a bit of time in Asia. And it was fantastic. And it's something that I will always remember. And I got to do that because of this.
No, that's awesome. And by the way, I've been through Vietnam and Cambodia and Thailand, and you're right. It's my favorite place I've ever been.
It's amazing.
Yep.
Singapore, I think, it was my favorite. So beautiful.
You are.
So, and the people are amazing, and it's a lovely country.
Well, guys, 13th season, Storage Wars, all new tonight, 8 o'clock Kansas City time on A&E. You know, and is this, by the way, would you say you made money doing Storage Wars or TV show, the TV show checks that come in from doing the show, or the money you've made from genuinely flipping stuff in storage?
I would say both. I mean, you know, there's a lot of money to be made in that industry. You just have to work your ass off, you know, and that's definitely the kind of person that I am. I am a workhorse, and I enjoy working. I'm one of those people that needs a reason to get up in the morning,
yeah,
you know,
no,
and
like
yeah. So, you know, I enjoy it. You know, some days it gets a little brutal, a little tough, and I wish I could have just slept in all day. But, you know, I appreciate the fact that I have something that I enjoy doing and something that is potentially lucrative, you know, and you know, it's fulfilling.
Well, listen, I'm going to watch you tonight, Brandy, and you're welcome to come by the show anytime.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.